Chapter 15, Preparing for Success, Research and Self-Assessment. A job interview is not a test of your knowledge, but your ability to use it at the right time. You can have all the knowledge, but if you don't utilize it at the right time, it won't serve the purpose. So, making use of the knowledge is important. Putting that knowledge or information in a uniform, structured manner, that is important. You can't go for an interview and say, you can't do all that. You have to let the information flow. Of course, your confidence levels will decide whether you're going to let the information flow or not. But it is also important that your mind is having information in an orderly manner. So your ability to use it at the right time is very important. Use what? Your knowledge, your information. An interview is a selection process where employers grade the candidates without being biased. What is an interview? Basically, you are wanting that job offer through that interview. That means the interview should go successful. The interviewer, the person who's taking your interview, has to have a neutral thought process towards every candidate. That means not having a biased view, not having a view which is very anti or against you, because that is something that will not be appreciated. In the sense, you might not even know, but at the end of it, you might just feel sometimes, not always, sometimes, that you were a worthy candidate, but you lost out. Interviews form an integral part of the hiring process, and the specific competencies required for the job are assessed. How do you make yourself competent? So firstly, we ask, what is it that you have to offer? So your skills, abilities, qualifications, your experience, if at all any. If you're a fresher, then it'll be different, right? So skills, abilities, qualifications. Next, we talk of why. Why should we hire you? That means your personality. What is so unique about your personality? Right? How is your personality different from others? So we are talking of specific competencies that could be based on how skilled you are. And we can talk of it in different levels. Like your personality is far more competent enough to be in the field of marketing than her. That's what. So I would take competencies on a lot of fronts, right? And then we talk of why. Why should you be hired? What about your aptitude, your attitude? We take a lot of concepts. So an interview can serve as a gateway to provide you a job, and one can take the opportunity to showcase your skills, aptitude, personality, and experiences. So all of it is highly visible. See, for example, if I talk of mental preparation, what is mental preparation? I should be able to answer appropriately. I should be able to give answers in a manner which are influencing the thought process of the interview. If I talk of physical preparation, am I dressed well? Am I dressed appropriately? Right? Am I looking presentable? Right? So then I talk of the situational aspect. What is the situation all about? It's a formal conversation that will take place. Right? I cannot sound casual. I have to be very appropriate with the words I use. So all these aspects you have to focus on. So an interview can serve as a gateway to provide you a job. And one can take the opportunity to showcase your skills, aptitude, personality, and experiences. The following topics will be covered. Interview preparation. What effort do I have to put in to prepare? Pre-interview preparation, that means before the interview, right? So if my interview is tomorrow, so today, what do I need to look into? So pre-interview. Self-assessment techniques that help us to prepare for success. How research and self-assessment helps for success. You know, we are talking of research here. And then we talk of conclusion. Interview preparation. The job interview helps the employer to determine whether you're qualified for the job, right? It'll further help the employer to decide whether your values and goals align with that of the organization. Interviews may be face-to-face, over phone, or by making use of online platforms such as Zoom. Now, definitely, the job interview helps the employer to determine whether you're qualified for the job or not. But what needs to be looked into? That your resume will have your qualifications. But when you actually give an interview, what is it that you can talk of in terms of your qualifications? How has that qualification been an add-on for you? Or how has that qualification proved to be beneficial for you as well as the organization if you are hired? So definitely when your CV or resume has qualifications mentioned there, when your CV or resume shows that you are more heading towards pursuing academics because that is what gives you a lot of contentment, that is what makes you feel that you can climb the ladder of success, because somewhere what we learn is what helps us to be actually implementing it in terms of knowledge, right? So definitely whether you are qualified for the job or not, it will help the employer to decide. Now, your values and goals have to be in alignment with that of the organization. What kind of value system do you really believe in? You believe in free flow of communication, open communication. You believe in honesty, integrity. You believe in fostering relationships, right? And you could always talk of eventually what is the goal of that organization? Where does that organization see itself? What is your view? Where do you see yourself in that organization today and few years later, right? Now, when we talk of interviews, yes, a lot of interviews first are taken via phone. You talk of screening interviews. Then eventually it is also possible that the numbers are narrowed down and then it could be a video interview. A video interview is as good as face-to-face, but it is not face-to-face. Like this lecture right now is not face-to-face, but it is as good as face-to-face. When you're communicating face-to-face, there is a big difference. As good as face-to-face, this means that if I actually meet you also, the lecture would be something like this. But there is a difference, right? So what we need to understand is eventually you come to face-to-face interviews. That means you narrow down, you reduce the candidates who eventually will come face-to-face. This is considered effective even from the interviewer's point of view. And how is it beneficial for the interviewee? You could be anywhere, located anywhere. Geographically, you could be located anywhere. But you can yet give the interview since it is via phone, then via video. Then if required and if you have to come face-to-face, then it will serve the purpose, because when you're called face-to-face, that means there are chances. Not necessarily there have to be chances, but there are chances that you may be hired. Also, with this hybrid model, it is highly possible that the interviews only may be online. But I personally feel it is necessary for a candidate to come and visit the organization, have a feel of the work environment, work culture, understand what is it like to be there. That will definitely make you realize a lot of concepts in terms of that organization, the people, the work ethics, etc. And when we talk online platforms, of course, Zoom, and you talk of Cisco, there are a lot of platforms which are available as of today. During the interview, the candidate has to be able to convince the interviewer regarding his or her qualifications, skills, and abilities. All what you speak during an interview has to have some sort of an impact on the interviewer, has to make the interviewer feel that, yes, we are looking for a candidate like you. If you somewhere can't seem to have that kind of an influence, if it only shows in your behavior that you just want the job anyhow, that will reflect poorly on you. That is why at the end of the interview, when the interviewer asks, do you have any questions? And some candidate will say, will I get the job? This is not professional. This is considered absolutely to be incorrect. You really may want the job, we understand, but you cannot ask that. You have to wait for the results. So basically, you have to see to it. You have to find ways and means to be absolutely a different person when you come face to face. You have to have ways and means to let the interviewer realize what is so unique in you. What is it that makes you so well presented? You have that smile constantly there. You have clarity with your thoughts and vision. Then that will send a message to the interviewer that this is someone whom we should not let go. It is important for the candidate to do an extensive research about the company. When you talk of research about the company, why should you not do research? Tell me, will you not be interested in knowing? And how will we know you've done enough research? At the end of the interview, when they ask you questions, you probably can ask, what is it that makes your competitors different from you? Right? Every business has competitors. So what is it that makes your competitors different from you? What about my day-to-day tasks and roles? What am I really expected to look into? So these kind of questions where they will feel that you have taken a keen interest in understanding about the organization, but you also want to know. Pre-interview preparation. This is, if my interview is tomorrow, then today, yesterday, a few days back, what have I really done? So besides researching the company, one needs to review the job description. Job description, it outlines the roles and responsibilities of a candidate. Job description is necessary because any organization will express very clearly what are their requirements. Any organization will have the ability to express this is what they are looking for. So definitely researching the company and looking to job description will be necessary. The candidate needs to go through the social media accounts and websites. Today, we're living in a tech-savvy world. So social media presence is something that is governing every field. So definitely you can go through the social media websites. You can go through the social media accounts. You can go through the website, which will be informative for you. You should devote time to get in-depth information about the company so that you can demonstrate your eligibility. The more you get information about the company, the more you will realize whether you're a fit or you are a misfit. The more you do research about the company, the more you will realize that this seems to be a job that you've really been looking for. This seems to be a dream job for you. So you put in all the effort and put in all your mind and energy to move ahead with this and probably clear the interviews and get an opportunity at this place. Examine job description. What does job description mean? So a job description gives the prospective candidate or the candidate a clear idea of the skills required by the candidate. What role, responsibility does the candidate have to really play? So is the candidate really a potential candidate and someone who can be hired? So job description is mentioned by employers and it is written as an explanation that outlines responsibilities for a vacant position. So what roles, responsibilities do you really have to look into? What is the scope for you when you work? Because when it is mentioned there, when we talk of job description, it is describing. Describing what? What you as a candidate can do. But how is it mentioned? What is it that is expected by the employers? So what is expected by the employers? That is listed, that is stated. So you will realize that do you really possess these skills, traits, characteristics, or do you possess the qualities of playing the role of a general manager, for example, right? Pre-interview preparation, the key to writing effective job description is so that candidates understand the role and the company objectives well. It is very important for a candidate to understand what should he really be doing. Sometimes people get hired and then they realize this is not exactly what they wanted to do. So that should not be the case with you. There should be no scope for confusion. You should only head in the direction of understanding and achieving. That's it. When I understand what instructions my boss has given to me, then I think of how to move forward and achieve, right? That's what it is. Quality job description will help attract the right talent. Think about how qualified you are for the position. Definitely, when I talk of quality job description, that means the way the description is put forward. You kind of feel that, no, this is really something which seems exceptional, right? Then you talk of your qualifications, because they're saying think about how qualified you are. Sometimes it can be possible that you are not having the qualifications per se, but somewhere you have that experience and somewhere you probably could try. So this also depends on you. Do your qualifications match the position? That is important. That's why I just told you that sometimes you may be underqualified. So it depends on you. Can you convince the hiring manager or the employer that if you are hired, you can be an asset to the organization? So I have to have the confidence to say, I have these skills, I have these qualifications, I have this experience, and I'm sure I will prove to be an asset to your organization. Now, if I'm saying this so confidently, then what I need to do is prove myself that I am genuinely going to be an asset, and I prove myself to be an asset. So the job title, an overview of the company, key responsibilities, and a list of the required skills and qualifications all have to be focused on. When I say job title, overview of the company, key responsibilities, that means what is the title per se, right? Marketing manager, right? What are the skills to be able to convince and influence, because you're talking of marketing as an activity. I'm giving you just an overview, right? What qualifications? So all this is looked into, and then when you apply, you give interviews, and then a decision is taken. Make a list of typical questions asked. Tell us something about yourself. How are you going to say something unique about yourself compared to others? Right? Why do you wish to leave your current job? Well, you can always say that I've worked here for a good amount of time. Now I want to transition into a new role, more responsibilities. So put it positive. You may have had a lot of differences in your current organization. You may not be getting along with people, but you have to put it in a positive way. You don't have to discuss this at your work, you do not have to discuss this when you are giving an interview. Discuss this, that means talk anything negative. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? You can probably say my goals and the goals of the organization achieved. We work and move towards progress. So that is how you have to answer. Why do you want to work here for us? So you will say, after going through the website, this is what I read, and it makes me feel that this is what I want to do. I somewhere feel very connected to the philosophy of your organization. I somewhere feel very connected and committed to the kind of work you are doing. So you have to sound very appropriate. Conduct simulated interviews, which is a mock or practice interview. See, the more you practice, the better you will be able to answer. This resembles a genuine interview. and it'll help increase your confidence and your self-esteem. Esteem, E-S-T-E-E-M. Esteem is how worthy you feel yourself to be. When I think of myself in a positive way and I have a positive self-esteem, then I will learn to appreciate myself. When I have a negative or low self-esteem, then I will say, I am not worthy of this job. I don't deserve this. Then I will talk negative. So it is always important to have a positive self-esteem. A positive self-esteem will give you the confidence to overcome your fears and your shyness. A positive self-esteem will help you to progress. A positive self-esteem will help you to understand yourself better and realize that we all have positives and negatives. It's about how we deal with the negatives and bring solutions to them. It will help you to understand your own mistakes and flaws and work towards improving on them. When you have practice interviews or mock interviews, definitely you will understand your own mistakes, especially if it's recorded, you will realize where you can change for the better. So all this is something that needs to be looked into. Pre-interview preparation, we continue with that. Make arrangements for the documents that you have. So you need to be organized and systematic with your documents. You can set up a file so that all documents are with you in form of hard copies. Now, what you need to understand is that when you set up a file, it should be set up in such a manner that if they ask you for something, you're not searching for it. It is very easily seen. You can have a file, set up labels as to what is where, so you immediately go on to that page. So what will show that you are a very organized person? Because there, if you sit to find your mark sheet or your letter of recommendation, you do this, you keep flipping the pages, it'll reflect very poorly on you. So organize your documents effectively so that they are visible to you as and when required. Documents such as cover letter, resume, mark sheets, and identification documents are needed. You have to carry everything. Your cover letter, your resume, mark sheets, all are needed. So a cover letter introduces you briefly, right? It summarizes your professional background. A cover letter will create a strong first impression, right? Resume, you very often it can be sent online. It can be sent via email. It can be uploaded, right? So when you talk of a resume also, how that resume of yours is created, how is it different? What have you done so that it stands out compared to others, right? All these aspects have to be the focus. Make changes to your social media account if required, right? And update your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is a professional networking site. Now, LinkedIn, ideally, of course, we will discuss in depth as we move ahead with the other chapters. But definitely, LinkedIn is one, professional networking site which helps you to connect with people, which will help you to find jobs, right? Your profile on Facebook, which is now Meta, and Twitter, too, needs to be updated regularly. Plan to reach 15 to 20 minutes early for the interview. Definitely, according to me, you have to reach early because you get time to freshen up. You get time to just be seated, be a bit calm, gather your thoughts, be a bit more relaxed. So it is very important. Plan your timing so that your schedule does not get haywire. Definitely, if you reach there at 4:30, then plan. Especially if you're going to be going to your work and leaving from there, right? So figure out and plan your day. You can make use of Google Maps to find your location. Yes, if you're not aware. See, we're blessed with technology. So definitely you can make use of technology to really understand which route would be better. Correct? That sort. Have a backup transportation option. Yes, very important. Especially if you know that wherever you need to go for your interview, it's further in terms of distance, then you must have a backup in terms of transportation option. Keep the HR contact details with you just in case you need to communicate with them before you reach. Well, according to me, this can only be done because you feel you might reach late. But please, if you reach late, you will lose all chances of really, you know, getting the job, according to me. This is what I personally feel, because I feel if you're not punctual on that day, then when will you learn about punctuality? Come on. Now, you will say, I left well in advance, but there was unexpected traffic. Well, that is what it is. There may be unexpected traffic. There may be something unexpected. If you're taking a public transport and you realize that there's a delay with the train or with the bus, whatever transport you take, then definitely you have to understand that anything is possible. So why don't you look into all this and be well planned, right? Dress appropriately. You have to be formally dressed. You have to wear something which you can carry off well, which you're comfortable with. Wear nice, light, subtle colors. Now, someone will say they want to wear black. That is their choice. But I feel wear subtle colors. Look neat, tidy, presentable, and well-groomed. Your nails should look neat and tidy. Your hair should look neat. All this has to be the focus. When you talk of perfume or deodorant, definitely you can apply it. But they're saying in a moderate manner, because when you apply too much of it, the person who's taking your interview might just feel that it's far too strong and probably not feel good about it. So apply it, but in a moderate manner. Now we talk of self-assessment techniques for interviews. Method one. Self-evaluation is a process that helps you to become aware of your goals, vision, mission, strengths, and weaknesses. Self-evaluation is crucial to be successful, because when I evaluate myself, I'm going to accept my negatives and positives. I'm going to work towards my weaknesses. Otherwise, my weaknesses or my negative points will make me feel anxious, will make me feel stressed. I need to understand my positive points and be balanced about it and not assume I'm the best. Because somewhere my approach has to be balanced. I do not have to become egoistic with my success. And my strengths have to be explained as my positive points, which motivate me to work better and progress. My strengths do not have to be appreciated in a manner where I'm just not able to handle it and I'm getting far more arrogant as time goes by. So this all needs to be evaluated. And you are the best judge for yourself. So evaluate in a neutral manner. Don't appreciate yourself when you are becoming far more egoistic or arrogant. That will not make sense. Keep a track of your accomplishments. Am I consistent with my accomplishments? Am I consistent with what I want to achieve? Am I focused? Am I moving in that direction? All this you need to ask yourself. Admit that you have certain weaknesses that you need to improve upon. You have to accept the fact that you have weaknesses. Every individual has weaknesses, and you have to accept that. Wherever you are improving, that too, put in effort to get better. So self-assessment is a process that will help you to be honest with yourself for assessing your progress and development in your career. So am I seeing progress on a regular basis? Am I seeing progress in my career? Am I seeing monetary progress? Am I seeing progress with my behavior? Am I changing for the better? Am I seeing progress in terms of academic qualifications? I have to keep assessing all of this, because the only way to move forward in life is by constantly monitoring your progress. The day I don't monitor my progress means I will be stagnant. It will be at a halt. Then what is the purpose? You're so caught up with what has happened so far in terms of progress that you don't want to see beyond. That will not make sense. You need to see beyond at all junctures of life. Second method, Myers and Briggs type indicator. It is designed to identify an individual's personality type along with his or her strengths. The Myers-Briggs test is a self-report inventory and believed that people could select occupations based on their personality type. So basically, this type of indicator, it states that what is your personality type, and along with that, what can you really choose in terms of what you want to be? Now, definitely, someone who's a highly assertive personality will probably climb the ladder of success compared to someone who's not an assertive personality, who can hardly communicate with clarity, not have the confidence in himself or herself. Then how will that person reach that level of being a general manager? You have to have that confidence. You have to have that appeal to connect with people. You have to be focused enough on interpersonal skills, which can bring out the best in you. You should be able to manage your behavior when you interact with others. So this test, as we said, it's a self-report inventory. So a self-inventory report is a psychological test used to assess the personality, attitude, and traits of an individual. Now we talk of vocational skills. Vocational skill testing enables to determine if an individual helps you identify your skills. So when we talk of vocational skills, we are talking of the practical skills an individual would have. When I talk of the practical skills an individual has, it means that you are able to identify the skills to perform a particular job. So say you have studied, you've done your MBA, but at the same time, you want to start your own bakery because you're very good at baking. So what happens is these are skills. And you have made cakes, right? You've sent it to others and they've really appreciated it. So what happens is that this is a skill and it helps you to perform that particular job in a perfect manner. So these are practical skills. And these skills can be improved upon by practicing. Now we talk of how research and self-assessment helps preparing for success. Self-assessment helps build your confidence by helping you to set realistic goals. So self-assessment is very crucial to success. When I talk of self-assessment, I'm evaluating and analyzing. What am I evaluating and analyzing? What have I achieved so far? What can I do to achieve more? Am I on track as far as my goals are concerned? Am I achieving my goals, or is it that I am not able to achieve my goals due to various obstacles? Do I have the skills ideally to understand what I need to improve upon and what needs to be done so that I have higher levels of achievements? So it is about monitoring your progress. It is very important to monitor your progress. Otherwise, you will be at a standstill. And when you are at a standstill, then your level of achievement or your aim may no longer be there and you will kind of feel all scattered because you will feel aimless. So it is important to assess. Self-assessment is important, or it is important to assess yourself. As more and more research of a company is done, you can become more aware of what you can contribute towards an organization in terms of skills and abilities. Definitely, in-depth research will help you a lot in terms of getting more opportunities because you have actually put in effort to understand what is the expectation of the company. Adequate research before an interview is a way to show potential employers that you are a qualified professional and a right fit for the job. the research and assessment done together can increase the chances of success. When I talk of research, I'm actually wanting to get in-depth information about that organization. When I talk ideally of research, how will that in-depth information of that organization help me to understand what is required? Conclusion. Preparing for interviews involves two steps. Knowing yourself or self-assessment, getting in-depth information about the company through company research. What is important is that self-assessment will make you more aware of your interests, goals, and aspirations in a manner that will connect your experiences with the strategic needs of the organization. The more I am able to express my interests, the more I'm able to connect that my skills are required for the organization, the more enthusiastic I am, the more it will make me feel that this is the organization I should be with. Researching the company will make you better prepared to answer questions in an intelligent and logical manner. Yes, the way you present yourself, the way you give answers, it should be considered rational. It should be information in a coherent manner. Thus, it will help you define that a match exists between your interests and what they are seeking. The link between research and self-evaluation is what is important. Lastly, if we knew what it is we were doing, it would not be called research, would it? By Einstein. If I am saying I am doing research, it is because I want more information. If I already had that information, then will I call it research? No. So this is absolutely correct, that I'm doing research because I want more and more information. We're done with this chapter. Thank you.